Walker framed this latest deal in terms of what the state would lose if the Bucks leave Wisconsin, saying it was cheaper to keep them. But speaking to reporters right after the governor's press conference, Greenville Assembly Republican David Murphy said the deal needed more vetting and that he was not a believer in government supporting arenas for millionaire players and billionaire owners.
You know, the Milwaukee Bucks are not the only way in which the economy, you know, can be stimulated.
Murphy wants the Bucks deal taken out of the budget. Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Mandela Barnes, who supports this deal, says that would make it a lot harder to pass.
It's going to be a whole lot of door knocking going on, a whole lot of calls being made, and it's going to be a whole lot of deals being cut.
While Republican legislative leaders are on board with this deal, neither could say yesterday whether they have enough votes to pass it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.